Well, you're still with me on the Power Hour right here on Impact 103 FM, and it's another beautiful day where we get to have another Stoop Session with my Stoop Session partner, the one and only Elise Marie Muller. And over the past couple of weeks, if you've listened to the sessions, we've been talking about
Gyrus.
Yeah, I trust her to pronounce it better than I do myself. And the roller coaster day that he had, the time when he almost lost his daughter. And she's going to just recap for us a little bit. And I absolutely am excited and cannot wait for the third lesson out of that story.
Ah, Zinthe. So this man's had a roller coaster and we're not even halfway through his story yet. But his day starts with such fear because he is very close to losing his daughter. Fear wants to grip his heart. And we looked at how do we respond to fear, and we said, let's become first responders. Let us not allow fear to grip us, but let us respond by turning to Jesus, connecting with Jesus, and perfect love will cast out fear. So his first event of the day was, how is he going to steward his fear? And he ran to Jesus. And then Jesus said, yes, he's coming with him to his home. He's going to heal his daughter. All excited, they're marching towards their house, and then they happens a delay.
Yes.
Jesus gets interrupted by another need, and Jesus performs another miracle, but the miracle is not for Jairus. The miracle is for someone else. What is that all about? It's about delay. What happens when we expected God to show up? He said he will, but then nothing happens. What sometimes happens is disappointment starts to grow in our hearts. And that's we looked true. At how do we steward disappointment. And we saw that in that example, Jesus actually wanted to expand Jairus's belief that he can heal without physically touching someone. Mm-hmm. So Jairus was standing and just observing this miracle that was being given to someone else. But suddenly Jairus experienced hope again because he saw, I thought Jesus can only heal my daughter when he lays his hands on her. Now I see Jesus healed a woman without touching her. Hope is restored. But that happens when we start to explore. So when disappointment wants to grab your heart and draw you down into resentment and unbelief, rather say, Jesus, how can I explore more of your character? How can I get to know the heart of my father better? So those are the first two events in Jairus's day.
I absolutely love it. And I mean, as you're talking, I'm imagining the whole event in my mind right now. So what happens next?
Now, Zinthe, so he's just seen the woman healed and they are back on track. They are walking to his house. It's going to happen, right? It's going to happen.
Finally.
So he's excited. He's filled with hope. He's just seen Jesus heal another woman without touching her. And he's going like, this is going to be good. But then another roller coaster moment in his day. Someone arrives from his house and he says, it's too late. Bad news arrives. Your daughter has died. And then this messenger also says, please don't bother the teacher anymore. Such heartbreaking news. I mean, this man
like
was getting
bad to worse.
Exactly, such a roller coaster. He was just filled with hope. Yes, God is going to show up in my situation. And then he receives two things. He receives bad news and he receives the advice of someone. Bad news is your daughter has died. It's too late. And the advice, please don't bother the teacher anymore. You're wasting his time. And the question is, how do we steward bad news? And how do we steward the advice or opinion of others as our life has just come crashing down or our situation? And very shortly, I want to say Jesus steps in. What is so beautiful about Jairus' story, in all of these events that I'm looking at, four events, he only acted in one. And it was the first one where he ran towards Jesus. In all the other events, Jesus was the one who does something. And the first one, Jesus did the miracle. But in this event where the bad news comes, and I can just imagine Jairus' mind wants to just go ballistic, you know, of disappointment, of heartache. Jesus jumps in and he provides a little mini sermon, teaching session for Jairus. And he says three things. He gives two instructions and he gives one promise. The first instruction is, don't fear. The second instruction is only believe, and we'll talk about the promise just now. Now, what is so amazing about those two things is what Jesus is basically saying is, Jairus, when you receive bad news, it wants to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Here are the things that you should do, and here are the things you shouldn't do. And you know what Jesus is talking about? He's pretty much talking about partnership. He says, do not partner with a spirit of fear.
Sure.
He says, rather partner with faith. Now, what those things, I mean, to fear is actually to believe in something.
Correct.
But you are believing a lie.
Yes.
Or you're believing in the wrong kingdom. So you are believing, but you're believing in the wrong kingdom.
Mm.
And Jesus is saying, don't partner with that kingdom. Partner with my kingdom. That's called faith. We know that. So what Jesus is introducing is you've got two options here, Jairus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't partner with these thoughts. Partner with this thought.
Mm.
And what he's basically saying to him, he's saying, become a dietitian. Why do I say dietitian? Because Jesus is basically saying to him, starve your fears and feed your faith. What do dietitians do, Zintli?
They
tell you what to eat and what not to eat.
Literally.
Jesus said to him, become a dietitian, Jairus.
Sure.
Pick what you're going to eat, what you're going to meditate on, and pick what you are not going to meditate on. Because fear wants to numb you now, but faith wants to empower you now. So he gives him these two instructions. And I think that's what we need to learn. Become dietitians. What am I allowing in my mind in this moment? Am I going to disappointment, anger, resentment? What am I pondering on?
Mm.
But Jesus says, no, faith is to ponder on who Jesus is and what he has said. And the last thing he tells him is he gives him a promise. He says, Jairus, she will be made well. Now, what is wonderful about that, Zintli, is that is a specific promise for Jairus.
Yeah.
Now, we would all love specific promise.
Of course.
Susie, you are going to find a husband. Johnny, that deal is going to come through. Rachel, that job is yours.
Yeah.
But we don't always get them right.
Correct.
So if we don't get a specific promise from Jesus for our situation, what do we have? We've got general promises.
Mm.
And I think we need to learn to meditate on the general promises. It might not be relating to your absolute specific situation, but it's promises like, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You can do all things through Christ. Those are the general promises. So what does Jairus do? He gets a lesson about two commands and he gets a promise. So what do we need to learn from this situation? We need to learn to discern between what is natural facts. I mean, natural fact is he's received the news, his daughter is dead.
Yeah.
But he needs to compare it to supernatural realities.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Jesus jumps in and says, no, there's another kingdom.
Yeah.
You need to focus on the other kingdom. And then the last thing I think we need to learn from this is this messenger comes and he says to him, listen, don't bother the teacher anymore.
Mm.
Don't waste his time.
Mm.
I don't know whether it was well-intentioned or not well-intentioned, but the reality is we face tough, difficult situations, and then we get a lot of advice from people.
All the time.
Right, you need to do more of this. You need to stop this. Maybe you need to go do for counseling. Maybe you need to read this. What do we do with advice?
Mm.
What did Jairus do with this advice? Well, I think what we need to learn is that we always need to bounce advice to the Word of God.
Yes.
It may be well-intentioned, but it may not be coming from a kingdom mindset.
Oh.
So let's learn when we receive bad news and advice, let's say, okay, I hear what you say. I'm going to take what your advice is. I'm going to run it by the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit to say, is this what God wants me to do? Because then guess what? In this situation, it's not what God wanted Jairus to do. He did not want to go, okay, Jesus, sorry I wasted your time. You can go home now. It was not the right advice. So I think in this event, he's facing bad news and he's facing opinions of others. Learn to bounce bad news off God's perspective.
Sure.
Meditate on faith and starve your fears. And when it comes to advice, learn to bounce the advice off the Word of God. Become a dietitian. Feed your faith and starve your fears.
Sure, that is so powerful. So we're becoming first responders. We are becoming
explorers
and we're becoming dietitians. I wonder what we're going to become next week. You're going to have to tune in again to find out.